another important issue. We're joined on the line by Professor Owen Smith, consultant paediatric haematologist at Our Lady's Children's Hospital. Good morning, Owen. You're welcome to the show.
Good morning, James.
We've heard a lot about why St. James's site isn't good and a good location. You feel that it is. Why?
No, it is, Shane. I mean, I've been rambling on about this for the last number of years. It's the best site in terms of synergies and adjacencies between the adult hospital and the children's hospital. So when you pull those big sort of scale projects together, like the tertiary and quaternary medical specialties that we have in Crumlin and in Temple Street, together with what they have in St. James's, that acts as a fusion, that acts as a synergy, and outcomes become to get better. I'll give you an example of that, cancer medicine. I'll give you another example of that, which would be burns and plastics and things like that. James's have the greatest number of specialties of any of the adult hospitals in the country. They have the greatest number of national specialties as well. And that scale sort of matches the scale that we have in the children's. So like with like,
right.
It's better to put them all together and to bring in the maternity hospital in about 4 or 5 years' time as well. And then we have cradle-to-grave medicine.
People,
you know, this is what a lot of places around the world are striving for, and they've failed in some of them. They haven't failed in Boston. They haven't failed in London. They haven't failed in Berlin. And we're trying to do the same thing. And it's all about clinical outcomes for children at the end of the day.
Right, but people would say those campaigning for Connolly to be the site, they would say that the access and the parking, very simple things, at St. James's are a nightmare.
No, well, I would totally disagree. I think, you know, you need to look at the Connolly site as well. The N3, M50 that sort of comes into the Connolly site. There's only one entrance and one exit in there. And I think if you were to put a children's hospital onto that campus, you'd have an extra 2,500 to 3,000 cars going in, because the public transport system in and out of that campus is not as great as the one in James's. The public car park or the public transport system in St. James's is by far the best of any hospital, not only in Ireland, but also in the British Isles.
Only for Dublin people, though? Let's not forget it is a national children's hospital. People will feel that the St. James's site, grand for Dublin, but not for the whole country.
Yeah, you could say that as well, but I can tell you that getting into the campus of St. James's from around the country is much easier than, say, going into Connolly, say. And the reason for that is it's not just about bus and cars, it's also about trains. So the Lewis system that runs through the James's campus has three stops. That connects with Euston, it also connects with Connolly, and then you've got the orbital of the M50 coming in onto the St. James's side as well. So, I mean, the traffic people have looked at this intensively, and on board Planola actually looked at this as well, and they, you know, obviously it's an issue for every society, I think, traffic, but I think at the end of the day, the system around St. James's is the best one.
And those campaigning for Connolly would also say that the St. James's site is very limited, there wouldn't be opportunities for future expansion, and is it the healthiest place, the healthiest environment to have a children's hospital? Would you not be better having the cleaner air around Connolly?
Yeah, well, I mean, the air around St. James's, and there have been a lot of sort of studies done on this as well. That's pure speculation again. And, you know, it's the biggest adult hospital. If there was pollution around there, why would you have the biggest academic teaching hospital in the country in that area? What was your first question there, Shane?
It was just about future expansion.
Yeah, so the expansion, so it's a 50-acre site, the St. James's site. We've been given 12 acres, and the design of the new hospital, built into the design, has a 20 to 30% expansion capacity. That's just within the hospital itself. So, you know, over the next 50 years, I would doubt very much you're going to need that expansion. Because what we're doing in paediatric care is we're trying to decentralise paediatric care. The new model of care is to push more and more of these children that don't require to come into a big hospital like the new children's hospital to get them treated in their communities, etc. And the new strategy has involved that as well, Shane.
And would you be of the view, Professor Smith, that we've had all of the discussion, it's gone on for years, and we should just build it now? Would that be your take?
Shane, that is exactly my take. And the reason for that is I came back here in 1995 from Great Ormond Street. We were talking about this hospital. Everything about this hospital in the last number of years, has been about the politic, about why the site was chosen, etc., etc. What has not been at the foremost focus of this programme has been the children. We're trying to do that in the Children's Hospital Group. It's all about our sickest children, and they have been put on the side. And what we need to do now is to build this hospital once and for all, and this hospital will serve our sickest children for the next 100 years. We cannot wait any longer. As I say, 1995. We are really excited about this build from the children, from all of the children's hospitals in Dublin, all of the medics, the nurses, etc. We can't wait for this hospital to be built.
Are you nervous? I hate to bring politics into it, but some Fianna Fáil TDs are going to table a motion questioning the decision and looking for the Connolly site. Now, planning permission has been granted, but are you nervous that it could be stalled or cancelled altogether?
Oh, I don't think it'll be cancelled. I think it'll go through, Shane, and the reason for that is I think people are beginning to realise that this is not about a political football anymore. This is about our sickest children and curing our sickest children, and this is delayed by at least 20, 25 years. And I would appeal to those people to actually look at the facts around this hospital. And, you know, even today in the papers is talking about cost, etc., etc. There's an awful lot of speculation. So a lot of people are interested in derailing this process, but all of the medics, all of the nurses, all of the allied healthcare professionals really, really want this hospital to be built.
All right. Sorry we don't have time. Busy morning, but great to have you on the show. Professor Owen Smith, consultant paediatric haematologist at Our Lady's Children's Hospital.
Hanlon Concrete, your local trusted supplier, serving all